Hachi Machi, the 2024 Through the Roof Tour is about to launch, baby. Come out and see the boys. It's a stand-up comedy show, and then we answer your garbage questions. You've seen the clips. You know it's a good time. Grab the squad and come see the boys, baby.
Yeah, it starts April 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then April 18th, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. April 19th in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Theater. April 20th at the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Get all those tickets and tickets for all the other cities on the Through the Roof Tour at RUGarbage.com.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that if they're good to be classy,
yeah,
or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in a new addition. I saw her in the backyard throwing some beer bottles at squirrels on a trash can.
Okay.
Busy day for today.
All right.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me, swinging a miss this week. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He is an international businessman. Man, and he's my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are
true to roof.
Cooking, baby. Then obviously the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage, gang. Go over there. You get up to 2 bajillion hours worth of bonus content. It's a good time.
And having a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the old magic man, makes us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's and he dots the I's. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins. It's Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
What
hey,
up, T-Bone?
Pal. I'm stoked. We got a true inspiration in here, man. Talk about the American dream.
Yeah, this guy. You're doing all right.
You start eating sandwiches in your car, and then you're one of the biggest guys on social media. I mean, come on.
Not a bad life.
Gang, the long hair ain't lying, because we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest here with us today for the first time. Mm-hmm. He is an influencer, an internet sensation. He has 1.4 million followers on Instagram, 2.6 million on TikTok. The FBI has his name down as Danny Mandela, but you know him on the streets as Cougine. Give it up for the Cooge, everybody. Let him hear it.
How are we? Thanks for having me.
Buddy, thank you so much for coming in.
Happy to have you here.
And sitting down with us. Give us the backstory. Give us the origin story of the Cooge.
Of the Cooge? I mean, I gave myself the name. It was by Cooge. Is short for Cougine, which
means
cousin.
Right.
For all you non-Italians out
there. All you dirtbags.
Yeah, we're all Irish.
So,
watching you like a hawk.
Yeah. I just started in college. I had to move off campus junior year. I was like, I just want
to
like.
Why did you have, where were you asked to move off campus?
It's like a thing. And like, I went to Newport. So most people do like 2 years on and then they move off for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So it wasn't like. I got thrown off yet.
But,
I don't know. I just wanted to document my food journey because I like food. And I was just like fucking around, just taking pictures. And then, you know, I did a little video here and there. I did like 4 years without a view. Like, you know,
it was just like my buddies.
And it was just like, they thought it was funny. I was like, all right, it gives me a little hobby to do.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't working hard in college. I was just.
What were you majoring in?
Accounting. I have an accounting degree.
No shit.
I'm smart.
I like how when I asked him what the origin story, he hit me with Cougine. I meant your origin story, growing up and all that.
Growing up, Staten, Italy, born and raised, 1997, rugged lands of Rossville. It's not rugged. It's the most white Italian-American part ever.
Brothers and sisters?
I got two older brothers.
How old are they? How much older are they?
So, like 2 and 3
years older. 2 and 3 years older than you.
Not bad. What'd your parents do for work growing up?
My mother stopped working when she had my oldest brother. She was a nurse, and my father just retired as a nurse.
Okay.
Nice. So, both nurses.
Both nurses.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
100% Italian all the way through the board?
Through the board, yeah. Probably.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, even if he wasn't, he wouldn't fucking say it publicly. You know what I mean? There might be a little German in there or something.
What kind of Fed question? You're attacking the brand.
The British accent comes out.
Under the rug.
All right. And growing up, single family home, apartment, what were you guys living in?
No, we had a 2-family. So it was like a regular house. It's Staten Island's like suburbs. It's not like, you know, Brooklyn. So,
it's two together.
No, it was like a house. And then we had an apartment. And my grandmother lives in the apartment.
Whoa. Very traditional.
Man, that's Staten Island. Holy shit. And she had her own setup up there, right?
Yeah, kitchen, she has all her own stuff. Apartment and, you know, her own thing.
Okay. And extended family around the area as well?
No, I mean, both my parents were, like, raised in Staten Island, but everyone moved to Jersey.
That's what
we're
you
do. We're Staten the only Island, family left in Staten Island.
You're the only ones that stayed.
You get a couple of bucks, you go to Jersey. Yeah.
Okay. So your dad's retired, your mom's retired. What do your two brothers do? They
Well, my eldest works for Meta. He's, like, intelligent or whatever.
Intelligent or whatever.
And my other my middle brother, he's a school teacher, special ed school teacher.
Okay.
Very nice. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. And how were your grades growing up? How were you in school?
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. My parents, like, got home from school, do your homework, and then you can do whatever you want.
Public school, Catholic school? What were you going
to? So we all did public till eighth grade, and then high school, we all did Catholic schools. They went to the small Catholic high school where you had to, like, try and do homework. I went to, like, the all-boy Catholic school where you didn't have to do anything.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to do anything.
Sure.
And I'm a lazy piece of shit.
I respect it myself as well. Huh.
Any sports?
Yeah, I played basketball. I stopped, I guess, JV year. We all stopped. The entire team just quit. They had two kids.
His team from Brooklyn's killing us.
Yeah, so I don't know. Eventually, you just get burnt out, and you're like, I'd rather just hang out.
I like how you got burnt out on the JV team. You're like, running suicides. What are you, nuts?
I'm wearing my knees out, coach.
I'm 13. I don't know.
I got to think about life after sports. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get CTE or
shin splints. Come on.
Man, remember shin splints? That was a teenager's worst nightmare.
I remember.
You got those.
First time, I didn't know what was happening. I thought I was going paralyzed, dude. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah. Dude. There was no cure either. It was like you take Tylenol or something.
It's not
like
a cure. It's not a disease. It's not running a 5K for shin splints. Okay. What was growing up? What was the food like? Were you guys eating at home every night? Were you eating out a lot?
Yeah, there was always, you know, family dinner after school with the parents.
And mom and dad could cook?
Yeah, they could say, like, they cook okay.
They cook enough.
My mother is like, she doesn't like to cook that much. I mean, she did growing up because stay-at-home mom, so, you know, she cooked every night. My father could cook a little.
I can't tell if I don't know how to grade this. Like, you saying they can't cook, I don't know if that's they can't cook as far as Staten Island Italian or as regular or as, you know, regular people across the board.
I mean, they did their job. They could cook.
They could make a red sauce and
they could make a nice red sauce, some meatballs, cutlets,
So they could cook.
They knew their way around the kitchen. But then once I learned how to cook, I was like, you guys are a little slack.
That's too much garlic, Ma.
These are real truffles.
Yeah.
Start losing it.
Huh.
Always Italian food? Like, would you do meatloaf?
Yeah, we did, like, American. Like, we did meatloaf, pork chops, which I fucking hated, but my mother just, I don't know. I guess they were cheap and easy to make.
Dude, so a pork chop to a little kid might as well be from another planet.
Yeah, might as well feed it to the dog.
I know.
They do the applesauce with the pork chops?
No, my mother used to, like, bread them and then just throw them in the It was nasty. It was not a good time.
Yeah, it's weird. When we were little kids, we didn't realize that our parents were young, and so they were just kind of starting to cook. Like, my mom's money now. Like, her cutlets, everything is unbelievable.
Right.
But when I was a kid, I remember her throwing out hamburgers and meatloaf at us and being like, lady,
this is going to get your fucking ear. She's probably 27 at the time.
Yeah, no shit. It's strange, man. Mm-hmm. Takes a minute to get going.
What was what were the family vacations like growing up? Any big trips, or were you going to the shore?
No, we did, like, cruises here and there.
Okay, what? Where
we're in it now, folks.
I don't know, like Bermuda. We only did like two or three of those. We did like Disney a couple of times, but like once we all got into high school, it was like we didn't really do too many trips because we went to Catholic school, so it was like that trip went to the education.
Ah, right,
right. The family vacation goes to pay. That
I would imagine
sense.
Two nurses. They did well, right? They did.
Yeah, they did all right.
Okay,
yeah, they provided.
There you go.
He always goes, and then undercuts it real quick. Yeah, they can cook. That was all right.
It's real old school.
Nothing crazy.
I can't wait for my mother to watch it. She's going to whack me with a wooden spoon.
You didn't like my pork chops?
You bastard.
A couple of cruises. All right, now we're starting to get into it a little bit. Yeah. A family cruise.
Because that ain't, I don't know if you're aware, that ain't the classiest vacation.
Yeah.
Nah, the cruises are spring break on a fucking boat.
Anything down the Jersey Shore or anything like that? Would you get a house in the summer?
No, not really.
Can you swim?
I was a lifeguard for my first job, so.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
The pool?
Yeah, the pool. The ocean's like a whole different app. You actually got to know how to save a life in the ocean.
The Coast Guard?
Oh. I don't know. I got a Hasselhoff over here. I don't know. Okay.
All right, so we're talking about a community pool in Staten Island.
Yeah, it was a bunch of Russians. That place was probably jumping. There were a bunch of Speedos. It was weird.
Indoor or outdoor pool?
It was outdoor.
It was outdoor. So this is your summer job?
Yeah, it was my summer job for when I was 15, 16, and 17.
That had to be pretty sweet.
It's a pretty good gig.
I imagine a lot of cute girls running around over there.
Yeah, it was a bunch of like old men in Speedos.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either. You know what I mean?
Huh. All right. Fair enough.
And what was the family cars growing up?
Yeah, what were the whips?
Let me see. Usually like Chevy Traverses.
Okay.
And,
respectable.
What does my father have now? I think like a Chevy Cruze or...
Okay.
Big American Chevy cars?
Chevy or Ford.
Respect that.
Leased or owned, do you know?
Oh, owned.
Always owned.
Always owned.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys have a... Did you have a driveway?
Yeah, we have two parking spots in the driveway.
Okay.
And then, you know, a parking spot in front of the house.
The parking spot in front of the house, is that...
Blocking the driveway?
Technically yours?
It's technically not ours, but we get pissed when someone else...
Of course.
Do you ever put anything there to save it?
No, because, I don't know. My next door neighbor, they have a fire hydrant, and they used to put the, like, a big yellow cone over the fire hydrant.
All right, so I respect that.
Now we're talking. All right, I like it.
I just like the meter maid coming around like, there was a fire hydrant here last week. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. Huh.
Who was cutting the grass over there as a kid? Were you guys doing it?
My father used to do it to get away from my mother, you know? A little peace and
breaking
quiet.
My stones.
And how many bedrooms was in the house?
So, one, three.
Three. So who bunked up together?
My brothers. Because when we moved there, it was just built. Because Staten Island's pretty new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was, so it was only like... So I was like a baby. Newborn, so they just put me in my own room.
So you got your own room. Was it a brand new house when you just moved in?
Yeah, they built it, like, I guess when they...
Look at that. All right. Not bad. Couple of trips to Bermuda each year.
I know, right?
Folks are doing okay.
Not too shabby.
Any injuries as a kid? You break anything?
No, surprisingly. Never got surgery, never broke nothing.
Okay.
You retired early from sports.
Yeah, I didn't give myself the opportunity.
Saved it all for broadcasting for later. Who would babysit you as a kid?
I guess my grandmother would.
She would come down and she'd watch you.
Yeah, she'd watch us.
Okay.
You know, she loved it.
You say you were a decent student, you take the SATs?
Yes.
Do you remember what you got?
So that was when they were doing the three-part.
So it was out of
24. Right, 8, 16, 24. Yeah, I did like horrible. It was like 1080 two-part, I think.
Oh, so all right. That's not horrible for the two-part.
It was like 594, 94, 60. Those were my three scores.
That's all. I
couldn't really read and write too good. I'm more of a math guy.
Sure.
And plus, I didn't really like study. Like, I just did not care.
I think rule of thumb out of the two-part, anything the four digits. If you break 1,000, you're not falling behind.
Yeah, you're not drawing on yourself. Yeah.
I was an 870 out of 1600.
You're doing all right.
And then you said you went to college in Newport.
New Paltz, New York.
Yeah,
that's like by Poughkeepsie.
What school was it? What was the college?
SUNY New Paltz.
Okay, yeah. So you went to a SUNY school, stayed there on campus.
Yeah.
And then when you moved off campus, where did you move to?
There's just like a lot of
like in the town
houses. Yeah,
yeah, like apartments.
You got out of the dorms and you got an apartment up there.
Okay. He didn't buy a single family home in the town. Start running for mayor or something.
Nice little split level in Tarrytown.
What was your first car? Your first personal car?
What age
did you get it?
It was like an 02 Hyundai Accent. Shitbox, 2-door, rolled down windows, cassette tape, hey, don't.
What year was this that you bought that, though?
We bought it like used because it was just, I don't know, we just needed a third car.
So how old are you now?
I'm 26 now. I'll be 27 next month.
All right.
Okay. So this was 10 years ago, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. Yeah, so it was 10, the car was 10 years old when you got it. It was probably 2012-ish.
No, it was 2002, the car.
Yeah, but
no,
you got
well,
it
you
in
got
2012-ish,
probably.
Probably,
yeah.
You're still doing roll-up windows in 2002?
Yeah, I mean, for a Hyundai.
Yeah, dude, they Hyundai yeah. just got them in last week. That's coming out on the 2025.
They just got an aux cord.
I got the aux cord.
All right. And other than lifeguarding, what other jobs? Was it your first job was being a lifeguard?
Yeah, that was my first job. So
In the summer. Did you do anything in the winter?
No, I just...
Just school?
Yeah, just school. You know, I pretended like I worked hard. But... Then I didn't get like fired. They just didn't rehire me, and that's where I got into food.
That's a nice way to spin it. They didn't fire me technically. They just didn't want me back.
Company wide layoffs.
So I was looking for a job going into college for the summer, and I just applied everywhere, and this deli just hired me.
Okay,
so that's how you got into food.
And yeah, and I just started like cutting cold cuts and making sandwiches.
Deli in Staten Island.
Yeah, right around the corner. From
okay,
me. This place Miggy's.
All right,
sounds
shout
all right.
out to Miggy's.
Yeah, okay. Miggy's on Staten Island probably knows their way around a Sammy.
What we go kind of lunch meat were they using over there? Was it Boar's Head?
Oh, of course.
Are you? Well, is that? What's your? We're a big lunch meat.
I knew that was gonna piss them off.
Disgusting. It's got to be Boar's Head or
nothing.
Do you know
right?
Dietz and Watson? Or is that a
actually,
Philly thing?
Nah, yeah, they're coming around. They're starting to do brand deals with Dietz. I know.
Dietz and Watson was all right. If you couldn't get your hands on Boar's Head,
Dietz and Watson was a nice substitute. But it's Boar's Head or nothing.
Yeah, for the right price, we'll never mention Boar's Head again.
Yeah, Dietz and Watson. Yeah, we're also. I'll meet you at the table.
I remember when I was working at this bar on the Upper East Side. Man, there was a couple of guys that had Boar's Head routes, and when they were not, when they would leave. The older bartenders would be like, guy's got a Boar's Head route.
Having a route in New York and on anything is big.
They make a ton of money.
I remember.
They just print money.
They were like millionaires.
How many fat guineas are on Staten Island eating ham every day? It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Dude, get a nice route.
Having like a chip route or something, you know what I mean? Like I control sheep. So you want hers? It's got to be Sheep's Head Bay. Damn, okay. Because he's always wanted to work at a McDonald's so he can freestyle and make his own menu items at a McDonald's. Were you making your own
Big
sandwiches?
Mac McMuffin.
Yeah, we
at
actually,
the deli?
It was one of these delis where there was no menu.
It was whatever.
You'd go get the bread because the bread was like, it was like a small supermarket. So
sure.
You'd get the bread. You'd be like, hey, give me a fucking ham, salami, provolone,
no
lettuce,
shit.
Tomato, mayo.
They make the bread there?
Course.
Really?
This is a few more questions like that, he might fucking slap you. Might have to get in between you two.
What do you think will work? Top notch.
Okay. Huh.
Slice of Wonder Bread.
So that's how you got into it. How long were you there?
I did that every summer for, I think, 3 summers, and then that, like, the winter break for college, I used to come back
and work it. Yeah.
There you go.
Not bad.
Cam, let's talk about Adam and Eve.
Shove it inside you.
Let's go. Put something in your butt, gang. I know Valentine's Day has come and gone, but that don't mean you don't have to keep it coming, if you know what I mean. Do yourself a favor. Get over to Adam and Eve. Pick yourself up a little something. Something for the wife, something for the girlfriend, or something for yourself. Have a little fun. It's 2024. There's no rules, baby.
They got lube. They got dildos. They got card games that make you want to jump in the sheets.
Scallywhackers. Who's it? What you call it?
Pick up some spicy dice.
There you
go. Or just fuck your wife. a penis extension, even a sex swing, whatever you need.
We should get one for the studio. Just to have in here.
Tootie in here doing fucking butt-to-butt shows.
Yeah.
We got an awesome deal for you over there at Adam and Eve for Are You Garbage Listeners. When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any item, you will get, here is the turkey, 50% off and free shipping. So head over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use the offer code garbage.
Do
it. Again, that's adamandeve.com with the code garbage. Get weird.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Gang, don't look back on your life and wish you had spent it differently. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you could be doing more of it. BetterHelp is amazing. Their trained therapists will work with you to help you set boundaries, learn positive coping skills, and become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Talk therapy over video, phone, talk therapy over messages, whatever way works best for you.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. All the time you spent worrying about stuff throughout your whole life as a kid, as an adult, will this happen, will that happen? Talk to somebody that will just kind of give you a little bit of sunshine and go, hey, listen, you're going down that path you don't need to go down. You know what I mean?
Or find out you're right and lose it.
Get off of me! I've been a big proponent of talk therapy. It's a fantastic tool to have in your arsenal. You don't have to use it 24/7. You can use it once a month, for just a period of time, whatever it is. It's fantastic.
You got something going on.
So just take the quiz to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. I've always said BetterHelp is a great tool for that because you get in the pool. You just start talking to somebody, and then you can figure out how to make it better. If you want to switch, whatever it is, they're there to help. Visit BetterHelp.com/garbage. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/garbage. You get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage. Now back to the show.
Back to the show. So far, the kid's classy, right?
He's got the cruise under his, you know, yeah, that ain't great. I mean, he got a grade on a curve. He is from Staten Island. You yeah. know? No disrespect, but I got a grade on a curve.
What about Christmas? What kind of lights are we talking on the house? Are we talking white lights? Are we talking colored lights?
I guess when we were younger, my father used to put up lights. I don't know.
That stopped at a certain point?
Yeah, he was just like, fuck this shit.
We're not doing this.
Yeah. Really I'm getting on a fucking things. Ladder.
And what about the tree? Was the tree real? Was the tree fake?
Nah, tree's fake. Are you kidding me?
Tree was fake. Was it a white tree or was it green?
Nah, green tradition. Right.
Just, a lot of we found in our findings a lot of Italians go real tacky, gaudy on.
Hot pink. Yeah.
They got like the white Christmas tree or like, you know, right. the real over the top lights. Would at
you,
Christmas.
Would you do the seven fishes on...
You would. We still do it.
Wow.
Got it.
That's pretty Italian.
Run through like what the seven would be.
And who's there at that dinner?
And who's making it?
Before, usually my mother, my grandmother, my grandmother doesn't really cook too much anymore, but my mother would make it, my father.
So is it pretty tight, would anybody from Jersey come over?
Yeah.
Okay.
My aunts and uncles.
All right. So 20, 30 people, whatever?
Nah, probably like 15.
Okay.
We have a small family. I don't have too many cousins.
Okay. All right. And what would be on that menu?
So we would do shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
And then the frutta di mare, the seafood salad.
Sure.
And in there would be like calamari, scongili.
This is cold we're talking, right?
Cold. Okay. Calamari, scongili. What else? Shrimp would be in there. And then... some lobster would be there.
Okay.
And then we would have an octopus salad.
Okay.
Just because some people just didn't like octopus and that thing. So what are we up to, like five? And then we'd have lobster tails.
Okay.
Then we would have linguine and clams.
Sure.
And then we would have
A double bypass and some insulin injections.
And then we would have mussels marinade. And then my brother really doesn't like fish, so we'd have chicken collards. And mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it, right? That's like eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. Sounds pretty good.
Do you remember what your most favorite Christmas gift was growing up? What was something that you really wanted that you got? Were you into toys?
Yeah, I guess we were into toys. I don't really remember too much. I mean, I still get the Hess truck every year.
You're still doing the Hess truck? That's trashy.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. That's like a lot of people's retirement on Staten Island, I'm sure. Yeah. Like,
you're a Hess truck, man.
Hash them bandits.
Well, I just do it because I think my grandfather used to get it for us.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And then, like, when he passed away, like, I kind of just...
she kept
wanted,
doing it. Yeah.
Wanted the Hess truck.
Who gets it for you? Your parents get
my
it for you?
My mother gets it.
Yeah.
Now there's like not a lot of gifts, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, on Christmas Day though, the lights, you did that thing was ready to go. You got the lights, you got the sounds, you got something that comes like, you know, a race car or a helicopter that comes off. That was good playing on Christmas Day.
It was nice.
Yeah. All right. Not too shabby there.
And what was your first concert growing up?
Fuck. I didn't really go to concerts.
Or even as an adult. What was
Fuck, I barely go to concerts.
Well,
I'm just a schmuck.
What were you listening to?
I guess like the shit of the day. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like a fish. Shit of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, what year did you graduate high school?
15.
2015.
Young.
Yeah, young kid. I don't even know what the kids were listening to.
Would you go to the, did they have the Catholic school dances still back then?
Not really.
They didn't do any
of
that shit?
Phased out.
It was all phased out? Those were lawless.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the priest got in trouble or whatever.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know
he
who's
just
watching
picked up
this.
And moved to Minnesota one day and nobody heard of him.
What were the posters on the walls in your room as a kid?
It was like sports, so it was probably like a Nets. I was a Nets fan growing up because it was okay. New Jersey.
Yeah.
Now I'm like a Knicks fan because the Nets really have no identity.
Sure.
So
I've been seeing online, the Knicks, they're probably cutting you pretty.
I did some work for them this season, so I'm a dedicated Knicks supporter until someone else drops a bag.
I'll go eat pizza in any stadium you need me to. I respect it.
That's a good transition right there. Speaking of the bag, so you start posting. You said you were doing this kind of in college.
Yeah, I think it technically 2017, like September 17.
Okay. And you said it started as pictures, not videos.
Yeah, because like that the reels videos, and yeah, TikToks, they weren't really big. That wasn't really like a thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would throw like a video here and there, like, you know, flip a cutlery and be like, clash or whatever.
Yeah.
And my friends would just get a kick and they were like, no, do more videos. So I just, you know, was doing it just to do it.
What year in college is this? Is this your sophomore year?
This is junior year.
This is your junior year. So were you, did it grow that much over the year? Were you able to have success in college?
No, I didn't. No, okay. It was from 26, I didn't have a viral video till 2021.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right, so like for four years,
just
I kind of just.
Around with it.
I did it for fun. I liked it. It gave me something to do. It was like my personal Instagram almost. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You know, so I would just, you know, have like 300-400 followers on there. It was, you know, it wasn't like, I wasn't doing it to do this. I was just doing it for myself.
It was fun.
Gotcha.
Yeah, your friends
and then
it.
I almost, like a couple of months before I, you know, got viral, I almost quit. Not because like I was like, oh, I'm not going. It was just like, all right, it ran its course.
Yeah,
like, this is what I had
purpose.
To do.
Yeah.
And now it's like time to move on.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after college? Did you move back home?
No. So I graduated a semester early.
Okay.
You.
Pretty so, good. Kid's a worker.
So I had like that last semester at my apartment and I was like,
nice.
Let me get a job in accounting.
Okay.
You know, apparently I got a degree in that. I lasted 5 days.
Did you want to be an accountant?
No, I was just good at it. I'm good. I like
numbers. You're good with numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was just like, it was easy for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really have to work too hard at it. But the whole time I'm like, I'm not fucking doing this. What am I, a jerk off? There's no action.
Fucking Action Jackson over here.
It could be. You start getting cute with the numbers. Yeah.
Couple
start
of
writing fake invoices.
Yeah. Offshore catch me accounts, if you can. Maybe.
Okay.
So I quit. I
this
like
is
three,
up there. This is at
this
college.
Is
up,
this is like still in Newport.
And
quit
who are you
it.
Living with at the time? Who was in this apartment? Your boys? Or you?
Yeah, two of my buddies.
Okay.
So they were still in college.
Gotcha.
You know, they had that last semester. So I quit at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
Will you send an email?
Yeah, I was like, hey, thanks for, you know, the opportunity. But
this sucks.
This ain't for me. Mm-hmm. I quit. I literally go, I quit.
Would you have to go into the office every day?
Yeah, I mean.
It was 5 days. You only lasted.
Yeah, it only lasted 5 days.
You're acting like he's like got the gold watch or something.
It's like the JV career.
And they actually paid me. Like, I was like, if they don't pay me, I don't really give
a
fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it wasn't like.
What was that setup? Was that like cubicle? Do you have an office?
Yeah, you know what it was? They put me. So it was this. It wasn't really at a firm. It was this company that owned like 400 gas stations.
Okay. Those are so big around New York. Like, yeah, this guy owns 18 Burger Kings and stuff like that. Yeah.
There was like probably like 15 to 20 accountants in the office. And they put me in the cubicle. Let's say it's like right here. The bathroom's right there. So I'm listening to everyone shit and piss all day long, blowing up the bathroom. I'm like, this is just down bad for 17 an hour. I can't
for
be doing
17 an hour. That's a very Italian thing. I ain't doing this for $21.50 an hour.
Dude, it's your first day. You're by the coffee. I mean, the coffee's terrible here. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, and plus I didn't really know what I was doing because I didn't like study too hard in college. Mm-hmm. I didn't like learn Excel well. So, man. Like, that last day, they were, like, running me through, all right, this is what you're going to do day-to-day operations. And I'm just like, yeah, I like food.
Yeah. Buddy, you have no idea I'm quitting
Talk
Sunday
to you
night.
At 3 o'clock tonight. Suit and tie, do you have to wear?
It was, like, business casual, so slacks and a... Mm-hmm.
Do you have to do a tie?
No tie.
No tie.
Do you own any suits now?
Yeah, I own one full suit, a couple of sports jackets, you know, a couple of nice pants.
Anything of note? The suit? Name brand wise?
Nah, it was like Caraco. How you doing? I did a video for him, and he gave me like a free suit, three sports jackets, a couple of pairs of slacks.
Man,
set me up nice.
Man, I love that you'll do a video for anybody if they good sir name.
I was like, I don't got none of this shit, so I might as well, you know.
Do you know how to tie a tie?
Absolutely. It's funny. I was at a wedding Sunday, so I was just like a plus one, and I didn't know how to tie a tie, so. I was with my brother, it was his coworker, and she just wanted me at the wedding because I don't know, a jerk off on the internet. So I'm like sitting there, we're like waiting to go to the cocktail hour, and it's like 30 minutes in, and I'm like, yo, is any of your friends like know how to tie a tie? And then finally, like, we're standing outside the venue, and some jerk was like tying my tie.
Another guy?
Yeah. Oh, wow. tie.
Wait, hold on. Back this up a little bit.
Did you call him dad the rest of the night?
Let me get a 20 for the bartender, will you?
Hey, Mr. D'Alessandro, can you tie my shoes as well?
So back this up a little bit. So this is this Sunday. It's your brother's co-worker's wedding?
Yeah.
And so, you're a plus one.
Yeah, so my, you
know. Who's, wait, sorry, who was getting married exactly?
My brother, my middle brother, he's the teacher.
Okay. Yeah.
His friend at work.
Okay, his friend at work was getting married.
Gotcha. Okay, and one of his, a girl that was invited to the wedding wanted to bring you as her date.
Or did you get proper invited?
No, I went as my brother's plus one.
Oh, you went as your brother? Dude,
because...
I thought some broad wanted to show you off.
I respect it. That's a guy who likes to party. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bring your boys. We're hanging.
Oh, so your brother's like, I'm bringing Cooge with me. Let him know what's up.
The coworker
wanted Cooge.
Wanted me there. So.
Oh, really?
Little star power.
Yeah. Classes join up a bit.
Yeah, fuck. Had to take pictures all night long. Jerk off.
Yeah, Andy Pettit couldn't make it. Get Cooge over here. That's fucking awesome. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Did you hear him? Because I had to take fucking pictures all night.
Okay. Is this a Staten Island wedding?
Yeah, they are from Staten Island, but it was in Dirty Jersey.
Okay. Nice joint.
It was nice. Yeah, it was class. They definitely cheaped out on the cocktail. Could have been a little better. No lamb chop, so.
Okay.
He's taking pictures all night. That's fucking funny.
Hey, ain't done. All right. Hey, honey, give me a minute, will you?
Okay.
Okay. Right. That's very funny.
Did you drop an envelope?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to. It was like my brother's duty.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
your presence was gifted.
I should be invoicing them. Fuck.
I like how it goes back to the account. I should drop you an invoice, get a PO.
Hey, you know, Boris said pays for this, by the way. All right.
Okay. If you were going to a wedding, what are you dropping in? What are you dropping in the envelope?
Depending on if you're alone, depends who you are.
The relationship.
So I had a wedding last summer, and I was in the party, and I was alone, and I think I did 600.
That's all right.
That's nice.
That's all right.
Like, you know, one of my best friends.
Yeah. That's
young
great.
Young kid too. Young guy. He's already got that fucking.
Also
figured
by
out.
By yourself. What the Italians have always been up on that.
Of course.
He referred to the money as his brother's duty. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm not fucking.
I'm not jumping on this one.
This is one of your good friends getting married.
Right.
Okay.
That's good. Six is good.
What'd you say? You're 26.
Yeah, 26.
That's crazy.
That's good.
But like, that's like 5 G's.
Well, we all get around. All my friends were like, all right, what are we giving?
You know? Yeah. So you all talk. Like, well, yeah, we do the same thing. It's like,
that's good.
I say, I'm like, what are you giving?
This fucking guy.
Yeah. And then whatever I tell him I'm giving, I then up it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm doing 4, and then I give him 5.
Shit. They got to do the same thing?
I got to come out on top. You know what I mean?
Will you dance at a wedding?
Not the one on Sunday.
The bag's right.
Depends how shit-faced I am.
Of course. Yeah.
26-year-old uses the phrase shit-faced. I like it. This kid's an old soul.
Yeah, you are an old soul, dude.
It's great.
Okay, so maybe you'll dance. All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Huh. Speaking of the bag, let's talk about the bag. So we were kind of getting into it a little bit. You're working the accounting job. You quit that. After that semester's over, what do? You move back home?
No. So I quit that, and I wanted to stay in Newport. I just like the town. It's quiet. it was either I could stay there and I can afford to live up there because the rent was a lot cheaper, mm-hmm. or I'd move in with my parents and be miserable.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, no brainer.
You still had a lot of friends that were in school, maybe had another
right.
year.
And they, you know, I had a lot of friends that got jobs in the area, so it wasn't like okay. I was just hanging out to dry. So immediately I was like, all right, let me just get a job at the supermarket because I know I could get that in like 4 days.
Okay.
And then I could just like figure it out.
Doing what at the supermarket?
I think I worked at the deli and then I did nothing there. So they put me in seafood and I did even less there. I used to clock in at 8, shovel some ice in, go to the bagel store, sit there, smoke some weed and eat a bagel for 2 hours, mm-hmm. walk back in, put the fish out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
a nice life.
Put the fish out.
And then
you sounds
know.
Like a Teamster.
Nice grocery store?
It was, yeah, it was clean.
What was it, if you don't mind? We were a big grocery store.
It was out of fish is what it was.
It was upstate one. They call it Tops.
I don't know Tops.
Yeah, so like there's like the Tops is big up there. Hannaford is big up there.
Okay. And growing up, where were they food shopping?
Costco, big Costco.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Love
okay.
the Costco.
All right.
Berry smoothie days are banging.
Would you ever make a trip to Stu Leonard's? Were you a Stu Leonard's family? Do you know what I'm talking about?
We didn't really have that.
You didn't fuck with that, right? Because it's up on 87. It's up
on
the major.
Yeah, in Newport's, we had Stewart's.
Stewart's.
And their coffee is slamming.
Yeah, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. The S is
it's like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's like a white trash 7-Eleven.
And we didn't ask you, what grocery store, where was your mom shopping when you were a kid?
So Costco, or there was a...
Oh, that's where she was going. Was Costco. I thought you were going there at New Paltz.
No, what do I got, a card? What am I, gazillionaire? And then ShopRite, I think she used to go.
All right, ShopRite.
Shout out to ShopRite.
And then Miggy's for just like a quick run.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're working at the grocery store. You're not doing much. You're up there. Now, this is past when you... You should have after that semester, like
no,
that
this
summer?
Is during that semester, and then I decided I used to work at a deli up there also, so I ended up getting a job there too. So I was working.
Man, this
like,
kid's living it, huh?
I know. So I was working like 7 days a week.
Okay.
I was making enough to survive. Like, yeah. It wasn't expensive up there. It was really like I think my rent when I first moved out on my own was like $800.
Yeah.
Plus electric and
sure.
Why it was like $900 plus food, but I always worked in food, so it wasn't like I had to like.
You're not buying 3 meals a day,
right? I was buying maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
You thin slice guy, thin slice it thin.
Of course,
yeah.
Probably
pretty good on the slicer, aren't you?
I was fucking mint.
That's why they let you take the 2 hour breaks.
Yeah. Slices are so small you couldn't even see them.
Dude, you got to see this kid do it more than know. See right through it.
Dude, I love that, man. The look in his eyes. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
I respect it.
Okay.
All right, so you're doing that,
right?
And then when do things start taking off?
So things start taking off.
You stay up there this whole time. You never move home.
So, yeah. So I stayed up there an extra 2 years. So not that year. So I graduated in 19. So all of 19 and all like 2020 is when COVID happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I was in food, so I had to go into work.
Okay. Yeah.
I never got the COVID break. I never got that extra 600.
He's still mad about the 600.
I'm still mad about
the
600.
I ain't getting broken off.
You got the stimmy though, right?
Yeah, but like fuck.
Not when everybody, dude. I remember I only got the stimmy, and he was getting the extra 600 every week.
Yeah, I was
walking around like fucking big baller.
Yeah, he was walking around like John Gotti, only here like a broken down Felice. It was fucking terrible. So then that happened, and in the middle of 2020, I got a job in the kitchen,
in
a restaurant. So I, you know, stopped working at the other two places, and you know, it was just better for me. I liked food. It was like a real kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It was still in Newport. So started doing that, and then 2021, the next year, like July, is when the first video took off.
Started popping.
And, you know, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, I started doing it a little more and a little more. And, you know, my buddy was like, yo, just do it. Like,
yeah.
Is this mostly when you were in the car? Is that, they were the ones that started working?
Okay. Mainly in the car and, you know, cooking at home a little,
right.
In that little shitty kitchen, which I miss. I wish I just stayed at that, but not
sure.
Stayed. I moved home once I blew up just to like figure out my life because I quit my job. But
sure.
I wish I would have just known that I could have afforded to keep both.
That, yeah.
Gotcha.
But you know, whatever. So I just started doing it. My buddy's like, just do it, you know, see where it goes. You're not gonna lose anything by doing it.
Uh-huh.
And if it, you know, it dies, it dies. If it doesn't, fuck, like you got something good here.
Something cooking.
And then I don't know, like 3-4 months in, I just I had the San Gennaro Fest. Right. So I went down.
That's the fucking Super Bowl for a, for an Italian dude from Staten
Island. It's like the combine. Yeah.
He goes, had a good showing at the San Gennaro Festival.
Yeah, and every
a lot of write-ups about me.
And everyone's like, hey, coach. And before this, you know, I got noticed a couple of times, but it was like upstate, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
But here it was like every 30 seconds, and I'm like, oh, like, you know, the views are like matching, like people actually
sure engaging with it.
Engaging
yeah.
with it. I was like, all right, that's cool. So I went back to my job, put in my 2 weeks, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll figure it out. Wasn't making a single dollar of social media, but I was like, something's got
something's
work.
Here, baby. Something's cooking.
We got it.
I like living on duty. He does like the action. This
yeah,
guy.
It's funny.
This, so I love that your buddy had to give you the Goodwill Hunting speech of like, if I see you again, you got to get in your car. Yeah. You got to eat those sandwiches.
You gotta drink those Diet Cokes.
Stop banging DCs. Come on.
Do it for the ones that can't do it.
Do it for
I'm
the neighborhood.
Stuck here. Yeah. I'll be here my whole life.
That's basically how it was.
What are your parents saying or thinking as, you know, before things really started working out?
By then, they kind of knew my lease was up in like 3 months anyway. So I think they were thinking, like, you know, he's probably gonna, like, move home or, you know, figure it out. So that's kind of why I quit, too, because I was like, all right, I could quit. I'll live up here for 3 months. I could really go hard at my content.
Right.
And then I'll just move home. My parents aren't going to, like, charge me rent or nothing.
Yeah.
And then I'll just figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure,
make it work.
I mean? I'll make it, and, you know, I made it work. But I'm still lazy. Like, I quit, and then, like, I got on Cameo, and I was still so fucking lazy, I didn't even want to make 30-second videos for $75. And my buddies calling me up from Stana, are you a fucking jerk? Or what are you going to fucking do? Come on.
Meanwhile, yeah, he's working on like he's working in the tunnels or something.
Meanwhile, he's building scaffolds 900 feet in the air.
Yeah, like, you stupid motherfucker. Get me to 75. I'll do the goddamn video.
Yeah. Whose birthday is it? All right. So now the bags are coming in aplenty, as they say.
Yeah, now I'm like, you know, okay, I'm living.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you do anything, and I know, you know, accounting, responsible guy, it seems. Did you do anything crazy?
Was there any stupid purchase?
With the first big payday?
No, I was
anything
never...
you look back and regret, like, I didn't need that.
You didn't buy, like, your dad a Cadillac or get a jet ski?
I didn't need that chinchilla or anything like that?
I'm a pretty simple guy. Like, I don't really buy designer clothes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even my car, I think upstate, I had, like, a Hyundai Elantra.
Sticks with the Hyundais.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what my parents got
me. Big fan
me,
of the roll
so,
down windows.
You know.
What are you whipping in now?
Nothing.
Gave
no car.
No car, because I live in Williamsburg, so I don't really need a car.
Gotcha. And, you know, own place over there?
Yeah, one bedroom.
One bedroom?
I got a nice little backyard.
Did you rent it? Did you buy it?
I rent it.
You rented it? Yeah. Okay, you rent it. No whip.
No whip.
You're zipping around in the Ubers, though.
Yeah, big Uber guy.
Shout out to it.
I've been liking the yellow cabs, though, in the city.
You used to.
I still do now.
Oh, you do? You hop in the yellow cab.
Yeah,
man, they
that's culture.
They treat you like you're a king.
Yeah.
They want the business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I had a cab hit a 4-lane U-turn to get to me. I threw my hand up and he was
like, you were his only fare that week, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And they like, you know, they know how to drive in the city, not like these pansies on the Uber.
You ain't from here. You start screaming at him. Dude, I remember the one time I was like, you know what? Taxis are taking a shellacking. I'm going to fucking give back. I'm going to be a fucking New Yorker. I hailed the taxi, dude, and then I was going to the west side. We got stuck in traffic for like fucking 2.5 hours, and I couldn't get out. Ended up costing me like $318 because that meter just keeps running.
Yeah,
they cap it at some point in an Uber.
Right.
But he jammed me up. I was like, that's the last time I'm doing that.
All right, let's hit him with some cues real quick here. We got to know a couple
of
things.
In the food world, are you bagel bites or pizza rolls?
Oh, man. I guess bagel bites. I didn't grow up with the pizza rolls. Mm-hmm. I guess once in a while I would eat bagel bites.
Yeah.
But still bagel bites.
Did you guys have a frozen pizza when you were a kid, or was it always from a pizzeria?
Mostly from a pizzeria, but we didn't, like, you know, shy away from a frozen. You know, my mom would buy like the 5-pack.
What are we talking?
What brand are we talking?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Was it Elio's? Was it Red Baron?
Well, I still eat Elio sometimes.
Shout out to it. Give me some love on
that. Not that bad. I don't even know. I don't I don't know the brand, but it was more like a snack, you know? It wasn't like, this is dinner
tonight. This is dinner for everybody.
It was more like, you know, all right, you guys are hungry, shut the fuck up and eat.
Mm. Where are you shopping over in Williamsburg? Are you going to the Whole Foods? What are you doing?
No, I literally live right across the street from a C-Town. Like, right across the street. So I'm like, you think I'm walking any further, you got another
C-town.
Thing coming.
C-Towns can be rough, though.
Yeah, okay. This one's, like, nice. You know? It's
yeah,
clean.
I figure Williamsburg pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. How do you feel about surprise parties?
Eh, I'm not like, they're cool. I never had one for myself.
Okay.
I think my friends know better.
Sure. What the fuck?
You gotta be fucking shitting. But they're cool.
When was the first time you had Nutella? Is that something you grew up with or something you had recently?
I didn't grow up with that. I mean, I'm sure I had it in like middle school and high school here and there.
Okay.
But like I wasn't. Not that my parents were like health freaks, but like, you know, like fast food was a treat.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know? Mm-hmm. What is your favorite fast food?
I think McDonald's is the undisputed champion of
the
world.
Fair enough.
Fucking A. I agree. What are we doing here?
I agree. What's your order?
Depends where we are. Obviously, excluding breakfast. If we're just doing regular, I do the 2-cheeseburger meal.
Okay.
With the fries and a DC.
Are you getting something on the side? Are you getting a McChicken or anything?
Sometimes I do like a 4-piece nugget with barbecue sauce.
Gentleman's order right there.
Yeah, that's our little appetizer.
Not too bad. What kind of plastic are you throwing around these days? You got a credit card?
Yeah, I got an Amex.
You got an Amex. Yeah. All right.
Shout out to
not
it.
Too shabby.
If you had to do, obviously, you're, you know, this is sacrilegious, but if you had to do a jarred tomato sauce, you're in a pinch, jarred tomato sauce.
Rayo's is not bad.
Rayo's.
And,
the gentleman's answer.
We talk about it all the time.
And Carbone's pretty solid, too.
Oh, I haven't had Carbone.
Carbone's good. Shout out Carbone.
Get me a table in there. What's going on? What's the deal?
You want a table?
try that spicy rigatoni.
Okay.
Shower. You peeing in the shower?
That's disgusting. Come on.
You don't really pee in the shower.
No. You might be the only guy that said no to that.
I don't do that.
So I assume you're not brushing your teeth in there as well.
No.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay.
That might be the first no you've ever gotten. What's this apartment looking like? Is it a 26-year-old apartment or do you have it set up nice? Is it like new furniture?
Yeah, new furniture. It's pretty big. I mean, I have a nice backyard too.
You got a nice
I'm
backyard?
On the first floor. Decent kitchen. I got nothing on the walls. Complete, you know.
Psychopath living. Yeah. Nothing
on the
walls.
You know what it is? I bought, you know, pictures and whatever, and they just live where I want
them. Yeah, they're leaning against the wall.
Which it has an artistic quality to it, to be honest with you. It looks kind of cool.
It's just enough to convince a girl you might change.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, for the first 3 months, I was like, I just moved here, but now it's, you know.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah. What's the TV like? You got a big one in the living room?
Yeah, I have one in the living room, one in the bedroom. I don't even know. I just
70, 60?
I think it was like 50. I just had like two from
before.
Gotcha. Are they mounted or are they sitting on the coffee table?
They're sitting on that. I don't.
Are you currently in any beef with a neighbor?
No, I don't really even know my neighbors. Actually, my neighbor next door.
I don't ask no questions.
Yeah, I don't want to know what you're doing. Don't worry about what I'm
doing. I don't know my neighbors either.
But next door is a bar, and sometimes their music gets loud. I'm like, yo, buddy, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm nice about it.
You call down or you go down there?
I text him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Okay. Does he know who you are?
Yeah, they know
There you go.
Yo, Kuz is trying to sleep in here. Guys, it's no more karaoke night. Big man sleeping next door.
Will you get cash back at like CVS if you go in and pay with your card? Will you get cash back?
I used to, but now I just go to the bank.
You go to the ATM. Do you use the ATM a lot or would...
Yeah, I always carry cash.
You do.
Operation.
Couple hundred, you know. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Couple hundred.
How do you feel about truffle fries? Are you a truffle fries guy?
I could do without.
You could do without them.
Mm. I'm more of a regular fry kind of guy.
I give it to you.
Okay.
Truffles are okay. I think it's, you know, just a scam.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, I agree. I don't. The real truffles is one thing, but that
truffle oil is
trash.
Yeah,
the Parmesan.
Trashy.
It really kills the ketchup. Yeah. Sometimes it's too much.
That's fucking classless.
Since you are the sandwich king, you get a sandwich. Would you dump the chips onto the paper or eat them out of the bag? Do you put the chips on the wax paper?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes it depends. If it's like a turkey club, I put chips on the
sandwich. On the obvious. If it's, yeah, you got to.
But, you know, some sandwiches don't warrant that. Like
of course.
A fruit sandwich, you can't do that.
Of
You're a psychopath.
Of course.
But, Yeah, usually, like, I sprinkle it on the...
And what are the chips? Is it usually... Are you a kettle cook guy? Are you a Ruffles guy? What do you...
Whatever I'm feeling that day.
You're okay. I'm not, you float around.
I'm not loyal to nobody.
Okay. Honey barbecue Fritos, maybe, in the mix there?
Fritos is not really my type.
Interesting.
You a Pringles man at all?
Pringles are good. Trish.
Pringles are good. Thank you.
How about a combo? You like a combo?
Combos are... I haven't had combos in years.
Get back on. They're all right. You stop at a gas station, you're getting out of town, they're all right every now and then for driving.
Horrible for your stomach.
Oh, brutal.
I've been watching. I have fucking... Actually, I have E. coli right now.
What?
What the fuck? You didn't tell us that when you came in?
I'm on the tail end. Don't worry.
God damn it. That's
how do you get E. coli?
Fucking romaine, I guess, or like bad meat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was Toby shitting Googling my pants right now for like a month, and then I finally went to the doctor, sent in some samples, and bada bing.
They got me.
Who's cutting the hair these days?
I go to this, I get a shave once a week.
You get a shave once a week?
A hot towel shave, a mint.
You
place
do?
Sick. Monty, man.
Really?
Where's that at? In West?
In East Williamsburg. Where
okay.
And do you shave on your own the rest of the week?
Absolutely.
That's it. Once a week.
Yeah. Like right now, it's a little. It's like once a week, once every 5. It depends like what I have coming up.
No shit. You know what I mean? That's fucking old school.
It's nice. 30 minutes, relaxed.
And he cut the hair too?
And he'll cut the hair.
Just a little trim.
Yeah, that's not every time. I usually get a haircut like once every other month.
What's the
what are you greasing hair?
Yeah, what's the shave set you back?
So a shave's 50 and then I tip him 20 every time. So that's $70.
Respect,
gentlemen.
And then the haircut with the shave's 100 and I think I still give him 20 because I give him 20 every week.
Sure, so it's the good weeks and the bad weeks.
I'm always there and someone's like they leave and they give the guy $5. I'm like, this is a high it's like the classy. I'm like, you give him $4, you cheap fuck. What'd you buy? Your fucking Budweiser?
What is the go to drink?
Yeah.
Depending on where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So a dive bar. You know, just Tito soda, vodka soda.
Okay.
But like a classy establishment, usually dirty vodka martini.
Ooh. Gentlemen, that's my favorite.
Olives.
Yeah.
Tucking a check in his lapel, and that's Tito's vodka.
Nah, it's kettle. I do kettle for the martini.
I got a real problem with the dirty martinis, man. They go down
smooth. Like 3 in an hour on Sunday. It was not a good look.
I cried like shots.
It's like 9 shots. It's like each one's like 6 shots.
I know, but
they
go down so easy.
Each one is 3 shots of vodka, and it's like they really creep up on you.
A couple of those before dinner get you in a nice position.
Yeah.
Do you do oysters? You like oysters on a half shell?
I do oysters, yeah.
You like the oysters. If you're going out to dinner with the boys, with the squad, who's picking up the check? How do you guys operate with that? Are you a split the check kind of guy?
No,
you a like Venmo request guy?
No, I'll usually just take the check.
Good
Depending on which group I'm with.
Sure.
You know? But most of them are like, no. So like they'll end up like just Venmoing without me asking. But
nice.
I'm just like, listen, I don't work for a living.
Uh-huh.
And we just do it. And then when I get canceled, you take care of me.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. I'm like, you know, right now I'm up, so I'll do it. And then when you're up, you do it.
Man, he's fucking. Right? He's all right.
Runs with a
tight
crew.
Yeah,
I like
it. The kid's all right.
Will you sneak snacks into a movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just asking.
Will you bring food onto a plane?
Yeah.
You
not
will.
Like not from like outside, but like I'll buy like chips and shit
snacks
at the airport.
Okay,
but like I'm not bringing like a hero from fucking Tony.
Gotta keep it on brand.
Yeah,
Tony gotta get that. And
are you flying up front, or do you still keep it the workings man?
Workings man.
Yeah,
I do the extra leg room, but that's it.
I do the extra leg room.
But yeah.
Okay. King size bed at the house.
Queen.
You got a queen.
Yeah. Double queen, or is that a thing?
What?
Double queen, is that a thing? Or like
that's probably
extra or whatever?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Nah, I think it's just queen. Double queen.
Or this, I don't fucking know. I think
it's not a king.
Not a king.
All right.
Yeah, some Staten Island mattress salesman. Yeah.
He's like,
bro.
He's like,
that's a triple queen right
double
there.
Double queen.
Cooge, you can't do just the queen. You got to double it up here, Cooge.
Cause this ain't a good look.
How do you sleep? You sleep on your side? You sleep on your back?
Side.
Side, holding a pillow?
No.
No?
Not that lonely.
You keep a fan on when you're sleeping?
No. I have like AC in my room.
Is it on? Do you keep it on in the winter?
No.
Okay.
I just turn down the heat a little bit.
All right. And you sleep with the TV on in the room? You fall asleep with the TV?
Sometimes.
But not all the time?
Not really.
So when you go to bed, you go to bed?
No, I'll go to bed with the TV, and then when I'm like trying to like, and then I'll just
you'll hit it off,
click it off. Okay.
You reading anything?
Twitter.
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 Okay. No, I don't read.
Sorry, Kippy. I didn't mean to cut you.
What's your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
I think. Orange is solid.
Okay.
The light blue's good.
Woo! Gentleman's
you know
answer.
What, you know what's solid? The purple, though. I think it's
Riptide Rush.
Yeah. Riptide's nice.
It's good.
I'll change the game.
I tell you what, that Prime is delicious, though.
Not, but they send me like a case every month. It's
no
fantastic.
Kidding.
Prime?
They're so good. They're delicious.
I should go to my parents' house now, so.
Have you been approached by any brands that you were like, oh, fuck yeah, like something from your childhood or like
I'm a sick seller. I'll do whatever.
Hey, but you've been listening the whole time? What are you kidding me?
You know, I was trying to.
Let's go.
No, like Diet Coke, I did a deal with them, so I was very ecstatic about that.
Yeah,
nice.
All the aspartame you need, baby.
Yeah, how you doing?
Anybody in your family claim to see a UFO?
No. That's so white trash.
Yeah, it's never like a Kennedy that sees it.
No.
That's so funny. There's
some guy with a guinea tea three times too small. Smoking a Black and Mild.
Are you flossing every day?
No.
Okay. Mm. You brush your teeth every day, obviously?
Yeah, twice a day.
Twice a day? Mouthwash?
Occasionally.
What are you using? Scope? Listerine?
Listerine.
Okay. The blue?
Blue or purple, I switch it up.
But never the yellow, never the original.
The yellow's crazy. I got that once. I thought my mouth was just like, going to fall
it's
off.
It's like paint thinner.
Yeah.
Are there any milk crates in your apartment right now?
No, I don't drink milk.
Okay, no, but like for storage or anything?
No, I got cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes, okay. I don't know what's worse, to be honest with you.
Goddamn gentleman.
How do you feel? I picture the big bread boxes. That's what he has.
How do you feel about the deviled egg?
Not a deviled egg person. Or
really?
How about pigs in a blanket?
Yeah, for like Super Bowl or something. But I'm not. I'm not like, yo, we gotta get fucking pigs.
You gotta go to the pigs in a blanket, right? You're not getting them in a zap.
That
appetite.
Ain't not like the Annie Posse at Christmas dinner.
Yeah,
this is something we were talking about yesterday. What do you think an onion ring should be dipped in?
Ah, great question.
Oh, so you got like,
how do you feel about the onion ring overall?
Onion ring solid. I think it's underrated. Sometimes, because I think it's, you know, overshadowed by the French fry.
Of course.
Obviously, most times I go with the fry.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Once in a while, you want an onion. I think beer battered solid.
Okay.
Sure.
What else do you dip it in? Flour and egg?
No, but I'm saying...
Ketchup.
Oh, like...
Toby was saying yesterday that it doesn't really have...
It doesn't have a home-based dip.
That is actually true.
I was saying
ketchup's a little weird, because it's like... You got to think, it's like an actual onion, so mm-hmm. like... Ranch, I don't really like ranch, to be mm-hmm. honest. I think ranch is classless.
Okay.
Sure.
Blue cheese, I do like with wings, but that's about it. I guess barbecue sauce is okay with it. Ketchup's okay. I guess that's There's no honey mustard.
We were saying it's got to have its own thing. Like I was saying it should be some type of horseradish remoulade or something like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
You know what I mean?
Horseradish, like mayo.
But it doesn't really have a, like,
yeah,
a, like
it doesn't an, have, like, you know, an instant, ketchup fry, you know?
Yeah.
There's no...
Doesn't have an instant go-to.
Do you know how to use chopsticks?
No.
Okay.
That's why I really don't eat at like Asian restaurants because I'm too embarrassed to actually food.
Sure. Yeah, I'm right there with funny. You. Or struggle through it.
Yeah.
Stabbing
it with.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I just pick it up.
How's what's the food like now? Like weekly, you ordering out? You making food at the house? Or are you doing what's the?
Yeah,
what's the
it's vibes? A little of both. I'm not like a. You think for like a foodie, like I'm eating at like all these great restaurants. Nah, like I'll just, if I'm hungry, I'll go around the corner, eat a slice of pizza. Like I'm in Williamsburg. There's great pizzas all around.
Sure.
But like, I'll just go to the guy next door. He's solid.
I'm the same way. There's, you know, that's the one
I'll
thing about.
I'll go to those spots when I, you know.
When you want to go to those
when
spots.
When I want to go. But like for me, you know, a slice is a slice.
That's the thing about New York City. It's like. There's good pizza, there's, you know, above average pizza kind of everywhere.
Right.
There's real bad pizza too, but it's like you can walk down any block and find a fucking solid slice.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the order? Is it two plain slices, a slice of pepperoni, a slice of Sicilian?
Yeah, grandma
what do you
guy?
Normally do?
I like grandma. Sometimes I like a vodka slice.
Oh, gentlemen.
Man, that vodka is taking
plain
over.
Plain is always solid. Pepperoni was never. You know what I like? I like the, You ever have the Prince Street with the little cups, the
pepperoni?
It's
the, of course. The cure,
I don't like the big pepperonis. Yeah. I like the real. Cup.
You like the fancy
but
ones.
But I like that on a square.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Big square that. Forget about it.
You doing karaoke at all or no? No,
I don't do nothing. I'm never. Pretty. I'm like shy, so like I don't like, like to get up there and.
Huh.
Do you have a favorite sandwich in the city?
No, not really.
Depends what week it is and what ad deal he's in.
I'll close this notes app I just opened.
I
mean,
I like this place in Staten Island, Royal Crown.
I'm not going to Staten Island.
Well, that's your problem.
pussy. Yeah. You ain't even welcome.
We don't want you there. How about
that?
I'm not going to Staten Island
with a shovel.
This kid's going to tune you up in a second.
No, this place is signed out called Royal Crown.
Royal Crown,
very
okay.
good sandwiches, very good mutts.
What's one of your favorite? Obviously, I know it's tough to nail down, but what's one of your favorite slice places? You a Joe's guy?
I like Joe. I like Joe's for what it is. I think Joe's is just a classic New York slice.
It's the
I don't
best
think
of what it is. Yeah,
I don't think it's crazy outlandish, but I think if someone from New is coming out of town and they would just want like, oh, I want to try New York pizza, just go to a Joe's.
Sure.
That's what I love about Joe's is like you can be in the West Village, you could be in Brooklyn, you can be Midtown, and it's like you can get your hands on a good. It's the same.
Seven,
it's the same everywhere. Yeah.
As a kid, would the family come into the city? Would you guys go out to dinner in the city or anything like that?
No, we kind of kept it to Staten Island. Yeah.
Staten Island people stayed at never Staten Island. Staten Island.
Yeah. And where would be a treat? On Staten Island, they take you to like a nice Italian place or something like that.
I mean, every place is Italian on Staten Island.
Sure.
There's one Polish place, I think, too.
Yeah.
That got egged.
But,
man.
Yeah, no, there's a nice steakhouse, West Shore Inn, that's, you know, pretty solid, underrated, I think.
Okay.
There's a couple of nice Italian restaurants around. There was no, like, we ate out, but it wasn't. We're like neighborhood people, so like we always supported like our neighbors.
You go to Tony's or Angelo's.
Wasn't like Ground Round or Ponderosa or like TGI Fridays or anything like that.
No, it was like it wasn't a, you know,
they weren't chains.
That's
the
nice thing about Staten Island.
But
it's
like
really,
you know, you got
really
pizza
local.
From you know your neighbor. You went to your local restaurant.
Sure,
and you know that's kind of how I grew up, and that's kind of how I kind of tend to be still. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're going to live in the neighborhood, you got to support the neighborhood, you know?
I mean,
that's not the most New York sentence I ever heard. That and get the fuck out of my way.
And keep the music down. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty classy.
The kid's class.
He's, you know, he's got some dirt under his fingernails, obviously.
A little bit, but not even.
You know, he runs a tight ship, which we found Italians tend to do. Italians tend to be very thought out, very, you know, they're greasing everybody at the right time.
Are you cleaning the house, or do you have a house?
So I get a deep clean every 3 months, but then I do, like, you know, week to week.
Gotcha. What kind of vacuum cleaner are you using over there? You got a Dyson?
Nah, I don't even know what that is. I got a
just
vacuum
a whatever?
Cleaner, but yeah. I got wood floors, guys.
This guy's classy.
Swiffer WetJet.
Swiffer WetJet. Available at all major retailers, by the way.
ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Cousine. 100% class, baby.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Fucking
appreciate
fantastic.
That.
This was so much fun.
This was
you got
awesome.
Anything you want the folks out there to know? You got anything coming up? Or hit him right there. That's your camera.
Which one? This one?
There you go.
This
I'm
one.
Pathetic.
No shit. I always tell them that one.
Don't know. No one knows what's going on.
There's like eight cameras here. You guys wearing a wire? No, I got nothing coming up. You know, just watch my TikToks, Instagrams, give it a like, give it a share, give it a hey doing, and that's about it. You know,
awesome. I
one of the best,
day.
Man. You're killing it. We couldn't be happy for you. We love
thank
you.
Thank
this
you
was
so much.
Fucking so much fun. Appreciate Kippy, what do you got for him?
Guys, our tour is starting. We're all over. The first leg is Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, and Tampa. Get tickets to that. It's going to be a good time. All tickets available at rugarbage.com.
Yeah. Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace. Take care. Brush your hair.